You're listening to 101.5 FM here at Caboolture's own radio station, and it's wonderful to have us with us this morning, Matt McLaughlin, who is an Australian author, historian and television presenter. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thanks, mate. Good to be
It's wonderful to have you back. And Matt, look, you have written a number of books tracing our history and the battles around the world, and you know the first book you ever wrote was Walking with the Anzacs. Can you tell us what inspired you to make such a journey and trace that back for our Anzacs?
Yeah, it was an interesting book. Because when I first started visiting the battlefields in France about 25 years ago, there wasn't much info that could help you get around and point out where the Australians had fought and what was there. And there were some amazing battlefield sites to visit with and cemeteries commemorating the Australians, but no real indication they'd done on the ground there. So when I came back, I started doing some planning, some itineraries and things, and eventually went to a publisher and said this was well in book form. So that became the book that is Walking with the Anzac, which is a guide to those Australian battlefields. So you can take that with you and around and visit all the key Australian sites. And even though time ago that first came out, 20 years or so it came out, it's always been in print, dating it, putting out new versions. So it's a great guidebook for people that and explore the ground. And I'm really always really excited to discover what's the history as it relates to what's on the ground. So it's I'm very proud of that book.
Yeah, and it was a wonderful read. I certainly recommend to anyone to have a read of that, Walking with the Anzacs by Matt McLaughlin. And Matt, Remembrance Day, really, I guess it commenced as Armistice Day, being the end of the Great War. But I think it's grown since then. You know, have you seen that as part of your research?
Yeah, absolutely. Remembrance Day, as you say, was originally and it commemorated the day that the fighting stopped in World War One. But sadly, since then, we've obviously had a lot of other conflicts. So now it's Remembrance Day and is not just about World War One, although that's obviously a story, but it's now about remembering all Australians who fought wars, mostly throughout the 20th century, because the 20th century was just such a century, the most violent century in human history. So about 100,000 died fighting in wars in the 20th century. And now every Remembrance Day and remember all of those men and women who gave their lives for us.
And of course, we had our young men and women volunteer from all around Australia. And of course, most capital cities have a shrine of remembrance. Is there a shrine or two that you would have to say has been one of the best that you've seen?
That just about every capital city in Australia does a great job of remembering the Anzac. So it doesn't matter what capital city you're in, there'll be a wonderful war memorial or museum or you can go to learn about that state's military history. But as a couple of stands, The two that really stand out to me is the Hyde Park Memorial. The Anzac Memorial in Hyde Park, Sydney is absolutely fantastic. And the work that they've done on that in recent years has enhanced that. So it's got a wonderful museum in it. It's a wonderful memorial in and of itself. Of course, the Shrine of Remembrance in Melbourne is probably the iconic place to go if you want to pay. And you know, the shrine does it very, very well. It's a similar concept to the memorial in Hyde Park in Sydney, but done in a very different way. But I think they're really interesting, each of those states' shrines, because they tell the story of that state and its experience of war. It's when we raised our battalions for the First World War and the Second World War, they came from the separate and they were raised by state. And so each state has a different perspective on their war. By going to these different war memorials in various state capitals, you can learn about some very interesting angles that you might not be aware of. So I certainly recommend the state war memorials to people when they're travelling.
Yeah, it would be a great visit. Now, the other thing I was going to ask you is I know that you do have a new battlefield tours that it's along the Europe cruising field. And look, I just happen to be going from Budapest to Amsterdam in the very near future. Could you just give us a recommendation on any of the sites you think, you know, are must-see?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because the rivers of Europe intertwine with this history. There's no separating the history, particularly World War II, from the rivers of Europe. But I find that often on these river cruises, I've done a couple myself, they touch a little bit on the history, but they don't give any detail. So on that cruise, I assume you'll go to places like Nuremberg in Germany, which have a very strong World War II nation. So there are lots of things you can see. But we're really excited because what we're actually doing is on some selected journeys, putting a historian on board these ships and traveling with a small group to go and actually visit key sites. So in places like Normandy, Bursary, and I'm actually leading a tour in September 2027 that's going to Waterloo, World War One and World War Two site voyage. So there's some really fascinating things to see in these areas. And so we're really excited. We're going to be putting historians on board and off to people on river cruises. But I think the thing is, you'll find it's a fantastic experience no matter what, because the rivers and the cruise will be exactly the same. The rivers of Europe are so intertwined with this history. So you are cruising, sailing right into the middle of some very famous history.
And I'm quite excited about that one too. And look, and as always, I believe that one of the best war memorials around the world is our own, the Australian War Memorial in Canberra, which is undergoing significant renovations. Would you have an update on that renovations and how it's going?
Yeah, it's going. From what I've seen, I'm not personally involved in the renovations, but I keep up to date with what's happening, and it's certainly cracking on. They've opened a new research centre. There's all sorts of things happening, so it's a massive change. It's been a controversial change, I think, in some ways. I think it is going to change the character of the War Memorial a lot. So I think the War Memorial that we all visited as kids decades ago is going to be a bit of a distant to all these changes, because it is a big modern facility now. But I think by about next year, most of it will be completed. So I think it's going to be the end result. It's really taking the War Memorial from what has been a very traditional old school place of remembrance to a big modern technological marvel. Some people are against it, but we'll certainly see what results it has when they finish that work next year.
I'm looking forward to seeing the end result with that. Matt, can I just say thank you once again for being with us and sharing your experiences?
No worries. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.